$3.50 sub of the day at Subway. There's a different 6-inch sub each day for just $3.50. Wednesday, Turkey Breast Day. Thursday, Italian BMT Day. Only at Subway.
Only Pizza Hut offers the $5 flavor menu. Get a medium one-topping pizza, bone-out wing street wings, and more for just $5 each when you order at least 2 items. It's a crowd pleaser.
Yeah, we're pleased.
The $5 flavor menu, only at Pizza Hut. Limited time offer. $1 more per pan. Prices and participation may vary.
How much is that jar?
Hey, Dan, you got the harmonica? It's called sweetening. When you go in and you add a track, I don't know much about the music business, but it's called, they go in and they sweeten it. We're going to sweeten this song. It's a fine song, but wait to hear it with this. Go ahead. Oh, man, that is beautiful. Go ahead.
Trip to California.
And Bill, if you're listening, our $2,000 bidder, you will be able, by the end of the day playing golf with us, you'll be able to play just like this. All right, it is time, pet owners, to get some great advice from one of the best. Thank you, Dan. Best.
Too much sweetening sometimes.
Yeah, sometimes you get the expression, too much of a good thing.
Sorry.
If you have a pet, there's a guy who loves animals, and this advice is free. His name is Dr. Doug Pernikoff. He's at the Clarkson Wilson Veterinary Clinic. I'm sure other veterinarians are jealous of this guy. One, because he's on this show, and two, because he's so good. So you got a pet, dog, cat, parrot, lizard, whatever. Here we go. Here are the numbers. I would dial now. 314-969-KTRS. From most cell phones, star KTRS. And there's this one little sort of back door number you could squeak in if everything else is full. That's 888-550-KTRS. Dr. Doug is brought to you by Laclede Cab. I just found out this morning, celebrating 70 years in St. Louis. Laclede Cab is 70 years old, and this year has been under the current ownership, Dave McNutt, terrific guy, for 20 years. So happy 70th and happy 20th to Laclede Cab. The app is STL Taxi. It's free. Download it. It works. Laclede Cab. And now, your pet's best friend and the official veterinarian of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon, Dr. Doug Pernikoff.
Hey, 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 how is everyone today?
Dr. Doug, we couldn't be better.
And I am AM in the PM.
Of course you are. Do you ever get, you sound so even and even tempered. Do you ever get really mad? I mean, I get really, like, slam your fist down.
Rarely.
Yeah, I don't see rarely. That.
I get frustrated. I probably get madder at myself than anybody else.
But you don't yell or throw something Well, good for you.
Yeah.
Good for you. I figured that would be the answer.
Except to my wife, of course.
See, I knew he has to do that.
Throw that in there every
time.
It's
so true.
I still see a couple of lines open, and we're not going to put up with that. Let me give him one more time, then we're going to jump in with our first caller. From most cell phones, star KTRS, which is star 5877. You don't have a cell phone, or it's one of the few carriers that doesn't work on, then let's go 314-969-5877 or 888-550-KTRS. We'll start with Steve. Steve, say hello to Dr. Doug.
Hi, Dr. Doug, and I'm AM in the PM.
Thank you, Steve.
Hey, Steve, how are you?
I'm great.
Good.
Hey, what kind of bones can I give my dog?
Oh, that's a good question.
You know,
Can I stop and say something? Doesn't it depend on the size of the dog?
Well, yeah, I mean, I think he's more, his question is more about the type of bone.
Or should you even give bones at all?
Yeah, I mean, I'll tell you this is just my very
personal opinion. No chicken bones, I know that, no chicken bones.
Those splinter too easily, but I just don't think that any of those bones are really worth giving. And I know that someone might argue and say, well, the dogs are designed to eat those bones and do that stuff, but we've changed the whole game plan when we started, you know, breeding and feeding them a certain way and everything. And I used to work at the emergency clinic, and I can't tell you how many particles of bone we had to pull out that were trapped on a tooth or in in the back of the throat, and I just decided it just isn't worth it.
What about a big round out of the center of a roast or something? It's like a big old
those big eye bone things, with the marrow in them.
Yeah.
The dogs love them, but again, those are the ones that most often get trapped on a tooth or between teeth or in the back of the throat. Then you end up at the emergency clinic.
So Steve,
I would say, and especially I hate all those
rawhide
and the pig penis and all that.
Whoa!
What?
Pig ear?
What?
Right?
Ears and pig penis you can buy.
I didn't know, Steve. Did you know that you can buy your dog a pig penis?
The thought never crossed my mind. Quite honestly,
yes, none. Oh, I think the answer, Steve, is no bones, according to Dr.
No bones and none of that artificial stuff that has all kinds of chemical preservatives.
Okay, so the dogs like to chew. What should they chew?
I like things that are kind of indestructible, so I'm kind of a Nylabone, and some can actually break those up, but Nylabone or the Kong toys are pretty indestructible, and you can also sneak some of your food into those Kong toys, and they play with them trying to get the product out. So anything that's very indestructible, I'm okay with. And then it has to be, like Frank mentioned, it has to be size-related. You can't put a tiny little thing that a dog's going to potentially try to swallow, and then you have problems. So it should be bigger than that opportunity, and that's safer that way.
But if you had your way, no bones at all.
If I had my way, I'd say no bones at all. And again, that's going to be my personal opinion. You might have 10 vets that say something differently.
That's good enough for me.
All right, listen to Steve.
No bones and no pig penises.
Yeah, well, yeah. I'm with you there. Thank you, Steve.
Thanks a lot.
Well, we learned something today.
Yeah.
So you can buy pig, I guess they're...
If you go out, especially if you go out to the... I've seen it at some of the...
they're dried
rural,
and... So they're dried and, like, hardened.
Yeah.
Like
they're
the farm and home
or whatever.
Stores.
They're flavored and smoked, I think. But, they sell them at... sometimes out in the country, you'll find a butcher or something like that, and he'll have them. Or in some of the big pet shops, you can look in those barrels of items, you'll find things like that available.
What's it called as a product? Does it say in the package, pig penis?
I don't remember exactly what it says, but it's
aren't pig penises
probably
like,
doesn't
like,
say
aren't they
that.
Like corkscrews or something?
Yeah, it might say something that looks like the shape rather than what it is. But
I've seen the
I got it. Pork screw, a pork screw. How about that?
I wonder what it would sound like if they were taking.
No, we're not.
How about just a man chew?
Manchu?
Yeah.
No.
Can use that term
pork screw. That's it. Pork screw. Let's get Mike in here before he gets on. Oh, Denny. I'm sorry. Denny, say hi to Dr. Doug.
Hi, Doc.
Hey, Denny. How are you?
I'm good. How about you?
Pretty good.
I got a kind of a weird question, a weird scenario here. My wife and grandkids found these squirrels on the ground about, I don't know, 3 weeks ago.
Okay.
And I know you just never touch them. The mom takes them back and all that. But they were in the same spot for, I don't know, 3 days. And they were like covered with flies and just, they were dying. They were dying.
Let me stop and ask you a question. Did they fall out of a tree? Where do squirrels
usually
give birth?
Are in some sort of hole in the tree or burrow.
So they don't give birth on the ground. So these fell.
They had to have.
Okay.
Yeah, and they were little bitty. They had some fur on them, but they were tiny, man. They were.
Yeah.
They could crawl around, but they couldn't run around. So anyhow, we bring them in the house and buy a gerbil cage and put them in there and gave them this kitten's milk and all this. And now they were running around being squirrels. So we took them outside and opened the cage and said good luck. And they took up. Well, actually, one of them died, but the other two were doing great. So we took them out and let them go, and there was a female, she took off, ran up a tree, and never seen her for a couple days, then we seen her again. But the male ran out of the cage, run around the yard, and next thing you know, he comes, climbs back up a lawn chair, and goes back in the cage.
he likes your house.
Oh, he's the smartest of the three.
He likes that life.
Yeah.
He goes, hey, I can either go out here and try to scrounge up something to eat, or I'll go let Denny feed me some milk.
Yeah. I'll pretend like I like humans.
Yeah.
So you still have the squirrel?
Yeah, I actually build a bigger cage, about 2 foot by 2 foot for my four.
Right, let me play amateur vet like I do amateur attorney. Okay. I'm going to say Dr. Doug is going to tell you, no, you can't keep that squirrel because eventually you're going to be sorry.
Well, you know, the problem with them is that no matter how sweet you are to them,
they bite.
They get very bitey. And what they suggest, the conservation department, I'm pretty sure, has suggested things like what you do is you get like a squirrel box or some kind of bird box, and you put it up on a tree, and you put a little feeding pan on top of it, and you literally train him to go, you know, he stays in there, and he starts to feed off the top, and then gradually, as he gets bigger, you stop supplementing his feed. And that's one way to wean him off and back into the water.
Hey, I have a question. You said you let the two go, and you the female or whatever is doing fine because you see her running around. How do you know which one is the one you had? They all look the same to me.
Well, I guess they're still kind of tiny.
Yeah.
And they actually got a little wiener.
No, I think he meant, how do you tell the one that went back to the...
Yeah, I mean, which one was yours that you let go?
He has a little wiener?
On the tree. No, I don't.
Well, it's way smaller than the other squirrel.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, it's like a fourth the size of the big one.
So what's your question? Should you just keep doing what you're doing? Or?
Yeah, and I don't want a squirrel. I mean,
that's why I said I would
cook it,
pick up something.
Skin it and eat it.
No.
Make some gravy. Squirrel gravy.
You can go to the, like the bird, those bird stores around, and they sometimes have the kind of housing you need. And basically, again, you secure it up to a tree, you put the squirrel in there, and you provide food and water on top or something, and they start to explore and wean their way around. And if they survive the world, like owls and stuff like that, they have a chance of making it.
Good luck, Lynn. Yeah. And he just, we leave the cage door open. He's used to getting his kitten's milk. And,
you created this problem.
Does he go out? Yeah. Does he go out and explore the world and then comes back?
Oh, yeah. He'll go all over the yard and everything and go back in there.
Now, you have kids?
I have kids and grandkids.
Do they play with it? I mean...
Oh, my God, yeah.
They're going to get bitten.
Over them.
Yeah, they're going to get bitten.
Yeah, they're going to get bitten.
Oh, yeah.
I can tell you, we've hand-raised so many of them.
Get a hammer and hit it in the head.
No.
Get a hammer.
Denny, very gradually let that thing go. Thank you for the call.
Get a hammer.
Squirrels. What a weird animal. Little jerky little things. They're cute, but they're
jerky.
Anything's
cute when it's a baby.
You know what else is cute? Little chipmunks. Mm. Now, they're really cute.
They stay
destructive, though, aren't they?
You know, the squirrels, they eat the plants and the tomatoes. They were horrible with all my vegetable garden.
Let's get Mike in here. Mike's going, when are they going to get to me? Right now, Mike, say hi to Dr. Doug.
Hey, Dr. Doug, how are you?
Good, Mike, and you?
I'm doing fairly well.
Good, how can I help you?
I have a situation here. My dog, I noticed the other day that he's got a lot of blood in his urine.
No, boy.
And I took him to the animal emergency clinic last night. I got a little worried about it, and they gave me I don't even know how to pronounce the name, some antibiotics for him. It was for 14 days.
Okay.
And I just wondered if there were any other kind of symptoms that I should look for.
Well, how old is the dog?
Hercules is about 8 years old.
Hercules, what a great name.
And is he a, I'm sorry. I was just saying he's neutered, I suppose.
Yes, uh-huh.
Okay, so my concern in these animals that come up with the bloody urine, I found that a lot of times if you're conservative and you just want to try the antibiotics, that may work. If after the antibiotics the blood comes back within a couple of weeks, then you got to get them in. I like to get an x-ray right up front because a lot of times there's stone formation in the bladder that can be causing that bleeding because those stones just kind of rock around in that bladder sac, and they rub on the surface, on the inner wall, and that's why you get a bleeding. So I always check an x-ray first with the urinalysis and then start on antibiotics. And, again, if you find something on x-ray, you know you've got to do something different.
Hey, can animals get kidney stones like humans?
Yeah, they get kidney stones. We don't treat them you know, with the, I forgot the term, it's, but the machine that kind of pulverizes them. We don't have that option.
No.
We just kind of manage them with diet. But the bladder stones, we surgically correct all the time. We remove them and then, again, work on a specific diet for the animal.
My
eight-year-old dog, there could be other things going on. So if it doesn't respond to this very kind of, I don't know, high superficial way of treating it, then you have to also consider that there's some other thing going on, kidney-related or whatever. But so there's a sequence of diagnostics that your vet should offer you, and then you decide as the owner which path.
Well, one of the things that I did recently was I changed the brand of food, and all of a sudden, you know, this has happened, and I'm just, you know, kind of worried, you know, if it might be.
Well, I don't think it's the food directly, but it could be, you know, a change in the physiology of the body a little bit, mm-hmm. and that might predispose them to stone formation or crystals,
right.
or any other stress could do the same thing. But again, if you don't get a response you want from just the antibiotics, get back to your vet, have them do a real workup, and make sure you're not missing something more important.
Thank you very much.
Now, Mike, now, Doctor, you pronounced it antibiotics. Some people say antibiotics or antibiotics.
Did I say that?
You called it antibiotics.
Antibiotics?
Well, I don't know the correct pronunciation.
Antibiotics.
But you remind me of something I think we should warn people about. It's a human thing. That one that got out on the market, and I think they've taken it off the market, where people hallucinated. They thought that Andy Griffith was their nephew. Antibiotics.
Mm-hmm.
See what I did there?
Oh, yeah.
Thank you, Dan. And it's a Mike Twin Spin. This will be our last caller, but I bet maybe our best. Mike, say hello to Dr. Doug.
Hey, Dr. Doug. How you doing, Frank?
We're doing great.
Hey,
thank
we're
you.
Great. How are you?
Just fine. I am in the piano.
There you go.
You talked to
Frank, you just stole my joke. Because I had an antibiotic myself. Oh,
well, you've listened to the show too long.
She was antibiotic to show.
Yeah.
But anyway.
Spreading.
You did it.
Anyway.
I did it again.
The call before last. Yeah, the call before last. He's kind of squirrely, wasn't he?
Oh, man, here we go.
Mike, are you auditioning for a talent show?
What's going on here?
No, sir. The very first caller, as far as my dog's had great success. I had the pleasure of deer hunting every year, and deer antler is amazing.
Can they chew on deer antler, Doc?
Yeah, they sure can. Again, it's not a problem until it's a problem, but a lot of people feed the antlers like that. I've seen those actually as products in the stores, too.
But those can also splinter.
They're very expensive. They're very expensive for like a 6-inch piece of it. They'll get you $12 or $14 at the pet store.
Good grief.
But I have a question for you guys. Had a run against fleas this summer, and I'm just kind of curious, where do fleas come from?
From their parents?
We got them from another dog, but where do fleas
originate? The very first flea came on the Mayflower.
From their parents.
Mampy flea?
You know, they're in the environment. They live off of feral animals. They can spread to your dogs and cats out in the yard.
Well, what do you mean, where do they come from? What do you mean?
I've always been curious, like, how does the original mosquito, the original, I hate to say it on the air, but with humans, the crabs,
and ticks,
with dogs,
maybe?
Fleas, it's like, what? Where did they even start microbial?
You even think we're smart enough to answer that question?
They're not microbes. They're actually parasites, ectoparasites.
Yeah, ectoparasite. That's what I was going to say.
Oh, there you go, Frank.
Full of stuff. Where did the first humans begin? You know, I mean, we all are here sharing the world, and we all find ways to survive in our niche. And they're, you know, ectoparasites just feed. Usually some part of their life cycle is on a host. And all the mammals seem to, it could be mammal-related ectoparasites, it could be ectoparasites on fishes, it could be ectoparasites on birds.
In other words, Mike, we don't know the answer.
Yeah.
We don't know.
My other question is, I had my dog on preventative medicine. I don't want to say the name out loud, but it didn't seem to touch it preventatively. And then so I switched him to a different oral versus the on the back of the neck. And it's doing the trick, but I just didn't know how it was able to I guess they're becoming resistant
yeah.
to what they're used to.
Yeah. I mean, if they're it's just like any drug to any living form, over time, if it's constantly presented, the body is very adaptable. And systems develop that learn how to metabolize a drug differently so it becomes less effective.
Mike, we got to run. So, thanks for asking some questions we couldn't answer.
No worries. Thanks for the show, guys.
Hey, thank you.
Say hi to Aunt B for me.
All right, we'll do it. See, I hate that.
That was a really intellectual discussion.
Well, nobody can answer that question. The very first, I mean, it's a good question, but nobody can answer it. It's like you said.
You say that about anything.
Yeah, take anything. Where did the first orange, where was it grown? I mean, we don't know. But that's a good question. I think we're out of time. Music, please. There it is. Doctor, as always, thank you. And
thank you.
We'll do this again next week, okay?
See you then next week.
Dr. Doug Pernico. The Clarkson Wilson Veterinary Clinic. Brought to you by McLeod Cab, celebrating 70 years of safely getting people from one place to another. And you know, as we get closer to the holidays, I hope you'll think about something. Yes, the drinking and don't drive thing, but shopping. Let me tell you something. For a few bucks, McLeod Cab picks you up, drops you at the mall or outlet, whatever, and then when you're finished, take you home. You pay to park a lot of places anyway, and if you've got the extra dough, wow, what a great convenience. Instead of fighting traffic and not just holidays, for anything, an event, concert. McLeod Cab, their app is STL Taxi, and it's free. Download it. I think you'll be glad you did. We're going to do some traffic, and then we're going to talk to Mr. Longo.
Yes.
Fantastic. Is Tim doing traffic?
He is.
I would like to introduce him.
All right.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's a man who, I forgot exactly how many years ago, came to me and said, I would do anything to do traffic on your show. And I said, would you pay to do it? He said, any price. I get a check every month from Tim Weiland for $1,800 to do traffic. Yeah, I just sometimes I think people like to know the inside story, you know, like the back story. And now, here he is, Tim Weiland.
I was one of the first of many people in St. Louis to pay to work on radio.
Yeah, yeah. And now lots of people do it.
Yeah, now they all do it, don't they? All right, they cleared that accident that was on southbound 270 near Ladue, and now traffic is jammed up north of Dorset, down through Olive, and then you've got slow pockets all the way down through Doherty Ferry. You've got an accident on, looks like, southbound 55 south of Herculaneum McNutt that's causing a backup a little bit south of Highway M. You have an accident also on the ramp from northbound 170 to Airport Road that's causing northbound 170 to back up to Natural Bridge. We also have eastbound Highway 270 jamming up pretty well now from McDonald through New Florissant, and eastbound 40 downtown. You're slowing from Compton to the Poplar. And this report brought to you by Accountemps. Do you prefer the same accounting and finance professionals for long-term or recurring projects? Accountemps salaried professional service may be the solution. Visit Accountemps.com. Accountemps, a Robert Half company. From the Vincent Mortgage Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Thank you, Tim. And now one of our hole-in-one sponsors for our golf tournament and a huge supporter of this show. And you can thank him by supporting his business by buying a Chevy or a pre-owned vehicle. John Lontoff. Hello, John.
Aren't I one of your favorite people?
Oh, yeah. I left that out. And one of my favorite people.
Yep.
John Lontoff.
Now we're talking.
Yeah.
I love when you talk that way to me.
Whoa.
John, that sounded, I don't know, it just didn't sound right. A guy saying to another guy, I love it when you talk that way to me. Because these guys will edit that out, they'll capture it, and then I'm going to have to hear it.
No, and we'll put, I love the way you talk dirty to me. We'll put that in there.
Always better to add a sausage in the rear.
See, that kind of thing. Or they'll go in and they'll add, and then next time we hear it, it'll be, I love when you talk that way to me in bed, something. So you got to watch what you say with these two.
You got to watch everything you say.
You really do.
You know what this world is really missing right now? I mean, that's...
What's that?
Love,
sweet love.
What the world needs now is love, sweet love. I couldn't agree.
That's right.
Oh, my goodness.
A lot of anger out there. A lot of people are just not happy.
No,
I had a guy call me a little while ago, and he goes, well, this is the third time I can't get into your dealership to get my oil changed. And I'm like, well, you know, your vehicle will tell you way in advance when you're scheduled for your oil change. The technology is pretty amazing, but you just can't call me at, 2:30 in the afternoon and expect to be able to get in here unless we're just, some people missed, their appointments. But it's a busy service operation, but we're still only booking appointments out maybe 3 to 4 days.
John, I didn't forward you this particular email I'm about to talk about. I thought about it, but I didn't. And I'm going to tell you, this guy writes to me, and I read it this morning. He writes and he says he's really mad. I'm mad at you. I'm going to buy a car there again. He goes on. And it comes to find out, he traded in a vehicle, and your dealership gave him whatever the amount was, and he told me what it was. And you had an agreement. Here's your sale price. Here's what we'll give you for your vehicle. And it's fine. And now he's mad. He says, because he drove back by there, and you had it on the lot, and you're asking more for it than you gave him. Oh, my goodness. How dare you?
That's usually how it works.
That's how it works.
He went online, he's a really nice guy. Because of the 5 emails that I have all stored, 4 are very complimentary. And 1 was, maybe 2 were not. And it's like, this is a computer-generated number. Okay, we live in a digital age. And, when a vehicle hits the... Yeah, I don't feel that. But, when a vehicle hits our used car inventory, and this is a vehicle that a year ago, 2 years ago, we would have never put on our used car lot. I think we allowed the customer $1,500.
That's exactly what it was.
And then it went online for a price of $69.90.
Yeah.
Now, we spent over $1,400 in the shop to bring that vehicle up to market value.
Okay, John, you just made me feel very good and smart, and I'll tell you why. I wrote this guy back, and I said, whatever his name was, I said, because all he provided me was he got a new car, he traded something in for 15, and then he sees it for a whole lot more on the lot, and I said, whatever your name is, I said, I can't address this or take sides, your side or Londo's side, because there's some missing pieces here. For one, I don't know what kind of great deal you got on the new vehicle. Two, I don't know what kind of shape your car was when you traded in and how much money and time they had to put in it. And three, once they own the car, they could sell it for $100,000 if they could get it. I mean, that's the way it works. Now, I said, I also don't know if the car's actually sold for the price they have it for. Maybe it'll sell for less. But my goodness, if you sold every car you took it on trade for what you gave, you wouldn't make any money. I mean, that's the way it works. I just sometimes I can't believe what people get upset about.
Yeah, I was a hero, then all of a sudden, and it was like, wow.
You're a hero until he drove by and saw that you wanted more than you gave him.
He just went online.
Yeah.
He just went, I'm like, okay, computer-generated number. I think we did, we go over these probably every day. But when it's a vehicle that is, one of our under $10,000 price vehicles, we're not going to concentrate on those as much as we do a $15,000, $20,000, $30,000, $40,000 car, truck, or van, or whatever. But, hey, I thank him for his business, the second vehicle he bought from us. And I'll make you this bet. I think that he'll come back again because he knows he can reach me directly, and I'm going to give him a great price. Though he wasn't happy with what he saw online for his trade-in, that vehicle will not sell for that amount of money.
Yeah.
But yes, we do need to sell it for a profit. Or guess what? We don't stay in business. Now, it's not going to be a ridiculous profit because that just doesn't happen any longer. Anybody but everybody can go online and see what their vehicle is worth, which is great because 15 to 20 years ago, consumers would come in and go, I want $20,000 for my trade-in. You're like, book value is only $10,000. Well, but I saw one in the Post-Dispatch for $20,000. Well, okay, so somebody spent, back then, 20 years ago, they spent $35 or $45 to put a five-line ad in the Post, and they offered their trade-in or their vehicle for $20,000. Doesn't mean it's worth that. That's just what they might have wanted to get out of it at the time.
Well, the other problem with going online and see what your car is worth is people aren't always honest. Condition, excellent. Really?
Yeah.
Really? Excellent condition is pretty rare for most used cars. So,
no, but that's why they're trading it in.
Yeah.
The majority of the vehicles, yes, it's time to trade because there's probably something broken, or it's just time.
And generally,
it's out of warranty.
Generally, when they offer, when the sales guy comes in or the sales manager comes walking in and says, "We're going to give you this much for your trade-in," they'll explain why. They'll go, "This is why we're giving you this much, because this
was..." But you got to remember the other end. Maybe the new car deal is a killer deal.
Yeah.
We're discounting this, and here's another $2,000 off. Yeah. You got to factor that side of it in, too.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
So that's all. I didn't forward that to you, but I'm hoping business is good. Get another great weather break toward the end of this week.
Well, today's been a great day. You know how I can tell?
How?
First of all, because I get to talk to you.
Oh.
I always know it's going to be a great day.
Thank you.
And let's just face it, you know, with a holiday on a Monday, yesterday was a very rare day. We only sold 4 vehicles. That's like a snow day.
Wow.
A 6 to 8 inch, or, you know, to where we only sell 4 vehicles, but that's rarity. So far today, 11 or 12. And we're here till 9 o'clock at night. What's a good day? 20. A good, great weekend, Friday, Saturday, 40 to 50.
You're going
to
do that this weekend.
We're built for speed here, Frank.
I know.
Because of you. Because of you, Dan, and Ian, we are built for speed. We're here to take care of the great AM and the PM crowd like Melinda Owens and Scott Owens. Mm-hmm. That bought a brand new 2016 Chevy Malibu from Glasgow, Kentucky.
Yeah, that's not right around the corner. Yeah.
President Scott, we love you. All the way from Kentucky, listens every day.
Why not?
All it takes is listening one time. And you know what? There's a good reason why we turn a lot of our customers onto this and our friends because of the program. Because, first of all, they're going to laugh. They're going to love it. They're going to be enamored with it. It's almost a cult, really. And then you have a hard time not listening. We've had customers that are here buying a vehicle, and let's say the husband's in working the numbers, or the wife is. The other member of the couple is out in the waiting room listening, what? Online.
Mm.
They're streaming online listening. So
how far is Glasgow, Kentucky?
We have the zip code of 42141. So.
Well, that doesn't tell me the distance. It's got to be at least...
Oh, I gave that to Ian because he'll figure it out.
It has to be at least 4 hours away.
Glasgow, 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 Kentucky. If you Google distance between Florence, Missouri and Glasgow, Kentucky, it will tell you exactly.
He's doing it right now. This is the great thing about the app and about the streaming online. It really is. We get people from all over. So hang on. He's pulling it up here. What do you got? Distance.
Glasgow.
Hang on. He's getting it. He's getting it. Florissa, Missouri.
But the world needs now
is love,
sweet love.
With a new computer. Windows
maybe
XP.
Some more modern equipment.
5 hours and 8 minutes.
5 hours and 8 minutes to buy a
is
car.
Is that how long it took you to pull it up?
Almost. All right, well, thank you. What is it, Melinda and Scott? What were their names?
Melinda and Scott Owens.
All right, yeah, thank you.
Thank you very, very much, and a great job by the Lawn Dog team. And can I just say one thing? We're not perfect. We are not perfect. And you get an email today.
Yeah.
And I address it immediately, which I always do. When you send me something, I address it immediately. And there was a nice lady that, you know, out of the 123 employees that we have here, Jenny on the Chevrolet, this man, he did not do a good job. He's not been instructed to treat customers this way. And he's been talked to again. And if he's been here a long time, and I really like him, but, you know, we had a heart-to-heart. So you're not allowed to represent my name, my family, and treat somebody disrespectfully. If you're here, I mean, if that's going on, you just stop and say, I want to speak to Johnny Londoff. I want to speak to his son, Sam Londoff. I want to speak to John Londoff III, because one of the three of us are going to be here, unless it's like a spring break trip. But
well,
I think
people appreciate the fact that you admit that every once in a while a customer does not get treated the way they should. And that's any business, a restaurant, a car dealership. If you're honest, then there's no possible way that that's not going to happen. But what I like is you handle it and you take care of it. And I read every email that comes to me. And you know, over the years, if there's a little issue, I shoot it to you and you take care of it immediately. And I think people appreciate that.
Well, you know, that's why we probably get along so well, because, you know, it's about perception. I don't want anyone out there talking poorly about me, because I try to do a great job. I try to be a nice guy. First and foremost, I try to be a great husband and a great father, but, you know, and a good friend. But, you know, business is very, very, very important to me, and I just want to make sure that the perception is a positive one. So, hey, again, AIM at the PM crowd.
They're the best.
Jenny Lawn Duff Chevrolet. If you need me, yeah, you know how to reach me. LawnDuffJR@LawnDuff.com.
And what is that phone number?
314-595-6565. That's my direct line. 314-595-6565.
That's not the main. That's his number. Oh. Wow.
The main line, if you want to speak to a living angel, Mary Ryan.
Jeez.
Mary's nickname is Mimi. Mary Mimi Ryan, just like my beautiful wife. 314-837-1800. 314-837-1800. 24/7, 365 at LawnDuff.com.
All right, John, thank you.
Thank you, Frank.
We'll send them to you. Let me make a suggestion to you folks. And this doesn't happen very often. I get lots of email about... certainly about Johnny Lawns, because it's a car dealership, so a lot of people through there. I get lots of email about Ballast Dental Care. If you, on those rare occasions, when you have an experience that you think is not what it should be, here's my suggestion. Before you go off half-cocked, can I say half-cocked? You can't say cock.
You got to use the half-cocked.
Yeah, I think you got
to
just throw
half. And run to another dealership. You have no idea what a huge mistake you're making. If you give them a chance, if your facts are right, and this didn't go down the way it should, by going immediately, and well, I'll show them, I'll go somewhere else, you have no idea how you screwed yourself. Because when they make it right, they really make it right. You just blew an opportunity to maybe get a deal like you'll never see again. And it's their way of apologizing and saying, we're going to make this right. I don't care if we have to lose a couple of grand. We're going to make this right. So don't do that. Give them a chance. It doesn't happen often, but when it does, and I know because I've gotten emails from people going, oh my goodness, I've never seen anybody fall all over themselves to make this right the way they did. I want you to get a chance to experience that. Not many of you will, because they don't mess this up very often. Johnny Lawndorf Chevrolet, the Washington Elizabeth exit off Interstate 270. I have to take a moment to do this, or we're going to be way behind, and we don't want to do that. American Equity Mortgage. Let's just talk here for a minute about, let's just zero in on credit card debt, because most everybody has it. I get credit card bills every month. I have a wife. Okay? We usually pay the balance off every month, because when we were young, we got into that. We had three cards. We maxed them all out. We couldn't even use them. They had nothing left on them. And I thought we would never dig out of that. Because it's designed for you not to dig out. It's designed to make minimum payments every month very attractive. Well, look here, honey. We owe $7,800, but we only have to pay $23.16 if we want to this month. Yeah, you do that. You keep doing that for the next 30 years. If you're a homeowner, don't do that. American Equity Mortgage will show you how easy it is to use the equity in your home. Let them pay those credit cards off. You learned your lesson. You're not going to do that again. Get it over your head. Zero balance. Yes, you still have to pay it off, but the interest rate now is so much lower, and there's probably a little tax deduction involved. And before you know it, paid off in a lot shorter time than it would have been if the way you were doing it, making minimum payments. They are American Equity Mortgage. Their website is AmericanEquity.com, and their number, not to be confused with anybody else's, is 314-878-9999.
Let's check traffic again. Here's Tim Weiland.
Boy, we had an earlier incident on northbound Route K at Highway 364, and that's got traffic jammed all the way back to Waterbury Falls. They've cleared the accident that was on southbound 55 down around Herculaneum McNutt, so traffic is much thinned out there. We do have eastbound Highway 40 drivers slowing now from Compton to the Poplar Street Bridge. Looks like southbound 170, we're slow from Olive down through Highway 40. Westbound 364, slow pockets now from Bennington Place out past the Veterans Bridge. Westbound 70, a little heavy past Jennings Station. You're slow again from Highway 270 out through 5th Street. This report is brought to you by Cintas. The workday is unpredictable. Are you ready? Let Cintas help get you there. Cintas is your source for mats, uniforms, cleaning programs, and more. Get started at Cintas.com. Cintas, ready for the workday. From the Vincent Mortgage Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
KTRS Traffic Center is brought to you by Vincent Mortgage, 314-839-9999, NMLS number 2250-95. Next time on McGraw Live in the Morning.
I'm Kelly Jackson. Thursday on the McGraw Show, Real Estate Advice with Kathy Helbig, ESPN reporter Tom Rinaldi, Tony Messenger with the Post-Dispatch, and Jennifer Blom will have a pet for adoption with the APA.
McGraw in the Morning with Kelly Jackson, weekdays at 6 on KTRS.
No company sells and installs more windows than Window World. Hi, everybody. McGraw Millhaven here for the number one replacement window company here in St. Louis. I've been a spokesman of theirs for at least 12 years, and they have grown exponentially because they have a very simple formula. Great customer service and great windows. In fact, the windows come with the Good Housekeeping Seal of Approval. Window World Windows comes with a lifetime warranty that covers all the parts, glass breakage, as well as labor. For the last 6 years in a row, they've sold over 1 million windows nationwide. Why is that? Because they stand behind their product. Window World. If you're looking for windows, there really is no other company. I would put my reputation behind it. Window World Windows, 314-993-1800. That's 314-993-1800 or windowworld.com. For the best windows at the best price, best customer service, windowworld.com.
Hiring people is probably the worst part of my job. It's such a hassle, the searching, the sorting through resumes. Most people don't have the right experience.
We started using ZipRecruiter about 3 months ago. Right from the start, you could tell it was going to make hiring a lot easier. One click and my job was posted to 100 plus job boards, all the top sites.
All of the candidates came to my dashboard, and it's easy to compare them. Thumbs up if I liked them, thumbs down if I didn't. No emails and attachments, printing up docs, phone calls, none of that.
And I couldn't believe the number of great applicants we got. I had the person we needed within 1 week. I don't know how we hired before ZipRecruiter.
Whether you're looking to fill one position or 20, find the best candidates with ZipRecruiter, where your job is just one click away from 100 plus job sites. ZipRecruiter, the fastest way to hire. And right now you can try ZipRecruiter free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/work. That's ZipRecruiter.com/work. ZipRecruiter.com/work.
KTRS Traffic Center is brought to you by Vincent Mortgage, 314-839-9999, NMLS number 2250-95.
Never paint again. Seriously, who wants to paint anyways? Rhino Shield would love to paint your home, business, or church for the last time. You know, when it's not raining. Water and sun are the two most damaging villains against your home's defense for chipping, cracking, peeling, and rot. Our permanent ceramic coating locks out 100% of the moisture, 90% of the sun's UV rays, and we back it up with a 25-year transferable warranty. A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau. See why we are rapidly becoming your neighbor's go-to solution for cracks, splits, nail pops, and just bad color schemes. Now's the time to be smart to save time and money. Call 877-25-RHINO, 877-25-RHINO, or 877-25-RHINO.com. See what we did there? Genius.
Don't Rhino, go Rhino Shield.
Never paint your house again.
Rhino Shield.
From downtown, he is in St. Louis, right?
Yes.
St. Louis, you never know. He's all over the place. It's the Bill Cleveland segment, starring Bill Cleveland along with Bruce Limpurst and the All Boy Orchestra. Brought to you by the Cab Company, celebrating 70 years this year in St. Louis. Laclede Cab, your AM and the PM cab company. Please download the app. It's STL Taxi, and it's free, and it's just a good thing to have. You never know. Never know when you're going to need a Laclede Cab. And now, here's Bill Cleveland.
And a good afternoon, everybody. How you doing?
Good afternoon, Bill. Great. How are you?
Doing real well. Did you happen to watch the video that I sent to your phone?
Not yet. Not yet. But I've seen something similar before in another city, and it is incredible. Tell them real quick. Yeah, what you're talking about?
Yeah. Down in, I went to see this today. Saw it on the news, and I got to see this for myself. And on Art Hill down in Forest Park, there are over 7,000 U.S. flags. And good size flags representing servicemen and women who have given their life since September 11th. Yeah, and I'm telling you, it is unbelievable. And they have a dog tag, I guess they call it, and a photo of each soldier on each flag.
Wow.
And it was really quiet, and you could hear the wind blowing those dog tags hitting the poles of the flag. I mean, I'm telling you, it gave you chills. But everyone should go check that out. Pay your respect.
All right.
Well, Apple unveiled the latest model of the iPhone today, and I'm curious.
Hadn't heard about that. Only everywhere.
Hey, speaking of phones, news today that shows that Hillary Clinton used 13 different phones during her time as Secretary of State.
That's impossible because
phones.
She said she only liked one to use one
know,
device.
I know, Frank. Settle down, Frank.
Okay.
Sounds like a lot, but apparently she got a new one every time Bill found out the phone number. And Nashville, Tennessee hosted the annual Beard and Mustache Championships over the holiday weekend.
Yeah.
Congratulations to this year's big winner, Janet Reno.
Now that's funny.
I haven't said that name in a while. And finally,
no.
Janet Reno.
Well, Russia claims now that it owns part of the moon. Russia says owns a part of the moon. They claim it as part of their own. When he heard the news, Governor Chris Christie said that as long as we get to keep the parts made out of cheese.
Yeah, he likes the cheese. Red boy likes cheese, too.
Oh, yeah.
Cheese. Bill Cleveland segment brought to you by Laclede Cab in some downtown St. Louis. I'm Bill Cleveland on the Big 550 KTRS.
All right, thank you, Bill.
You're welcome. See ya.
Janet Reno. I wonder what he's doing now.
Wow.
That was Bill Cleveland, courtesy of Laclede Cab, celebrating 70.
Did she die?
He? Janet Reno? I don't think so.
Oh.
I don't know.
All right. Folks, do you have a dentist? A guy came by here yesterday, and you saw him in the window, a longtime family friend. His kids played tennis with my daughter, and he's a dentist in St. Louis. And it's just interesting. He's never once put any pressure or even suggested that I change dentists. And you know why? I think he probably knows better. I'm dug in at Ballast Dental Care. I just am. But if anything ever happened, yeah, he'd be the guy I'd probably go to.
I see what you did there, kind of. You're dug in.
Doug Watanabe.
Yeah.
See, you got it.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're clever. You're really quick. And you're gonna be the same way. Once you go, you can't imagine that you ever went anywhere else, and you can't imagine ever going anywhere else. Because when you go to Ballast Dental Care for the first time, you're there a few minutes. It's like you've been a patient for a long, long time. That's the way they treat you. So I don't care what your situation is. Here's your new dental clinic, Ballast Dental Care. The corner of Ballast and Clayton Roads, ballastdentalcare.com. Whoa, it's 4 o'clock. Big 5:55. 5 o'clock.